today. We are recording on Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. You are listening to Star Wars Old Republic Radio, almost Ahsoka. It's the name of the podcast right now.
Almost
You're
Ahsoka.
Listening to Almost Ahsoka. And in the meantime, we are filling in those blank spaces with stuff like this. Before we get into that, I am your host, Bella.
I am Ruby.
And Sierra no-showed us today. No, I'm kidding. She had plans, but she will be back soon on a future upcoming episode.
What are we doing next?
Discussion.
Wasn't it a...
Let me take a look. We have a schedule. We should really stick to that.
Oh, yeah. We have a schedule. If you guys would like to see what next episodes will be dropping and the dates that we have them scheduled for,
Star Wars ships. Sorry, just totally cut you off.
No, that'll be fun.
Not Star Wars ships, like...
Relationships.
Like, relationships.
Yeah. Which will probably open it up more to... Like, not just canon.
Yeah. We have a plan. I mean, we should say that at the end of this episode, we'll give our next week rundown so that you know what to expect because we have a game planned. Today, though, we
put 10 polls out on our Instagram that we had all of our followers interact with. And they're this or that scenarios or who would win scenarios. Plus, we have three more about us hosts, which we thought was pretty funny.
Those, like, you're the one who, did you come up with the questions? I just saw them and added them.
We came up with a couple of them.
I'm excited for today. Thank you also, everyone who contributed your answers. We could not have done this episode without y'all. So thank you, and thank you for listening to the Star Wars Challenge, Who Would Win? The plan is we'll go through each of the polls we did, give the listener stats, and then give our opinion and kind of talk about it a little bit.
Yeah. For the most part, I didn't answer any of the polls myself, like, to affect the stats, because I think I did, like, one or two.
I definitely answered the host ones.
I didn't.
Because I knew, I guess I knew the answers, so I just I voted. Most of them were you.
Should we just jump right into it?
Yeah, you want to start with the first one?
The first poll. Who would win in a 100-yard dash? Hondo Onaka or Admiral Akbar?
I just picture him running. It's a trap! It's a trap! We're pirates! We don't even know what that means! That's just the whole 100 yards.
So Hondo kind of smashed this one. He got 89%, and poor Admiral Akbar only got 11%.
Like, the only one who pictured first Admiral Akbar tripping, just because he tripped, and then Hondo being a little tipsy, ended up tripping as well. But he went over the finish line and won. Because I would say, my opinion is Hondo would win that as well.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it would be like a tortoise and the hare type scenario where Hondo would be like, oh, I'm so close to this. Why did it sound like Gru?
Oh I'm going to spit out my water. It did sound like Gru.
It's either like Hondo would have people carry him, right? I feel like I could see that too. Or he would like running for his life.
I just picture him just like, sure, you just put me up in this race I had no idea but for a prize. What am I gonna win? If there's something to win, I guess he might do it, but
I think he would also do it just for like,
or he'd only go 50 yards. He's like, I'm done. How did this come about?
I don't know.
Like the yearly festival.
Yeah,
they both stumbled across.
Why 100-yard dash?
They're like, yeah, sign me up.
Why did they? They just wanted to see who's faster.
What was the exact percentage on that?
Hondo got 89%.
Oh,
And Akbar got 11%.
Okay, now I feel bad for the guy.
I mean,
it was rigged.
Granted, he is Mon Calamari.
Yeah.
So why would If it was a swimming race, he would win.
Maybe 50 of the yards was water. And Wijondo would drown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, what planet is this on? Is this all, like, is this on Tatooine?
Where they're running in sand? Admiral Akbar would just be dead at that point. Yeah, I think he needs water.
Like, it's dry. Moisturize. I need water.
I remember when we were coming up with this poll, it was originally Admiral Akbar against General Grievous.
Mm-hmm.
But then it started to seem more unfair a fight because we all know Grievous. You know, I turned spider.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But then, like, if it was on Tatooine, he would cough.
Yeah. But he but still coughs and moves around like nobody's business, so.
Yeah.
But I just pictured the spider version of Grievous.
Yeah.
Taking out the race before Admiral Akbar, like.
Yeah.
Made it a couple steps and asked for water.
I can picture that in like the early Clone Wars animation. The first, the like 2D one.
Yeah. Can you this is it? Never before seen footage of the Clone Wars. What was it, 2003?
I think so, yeah.
Aw.
Poor Grandpa Akbar.
Papa Akbar?
Oh, I don't like that.
That sounds like. Some Weird. Kind of chocolate bar.
It does.
You ever had those Papa Ak bars?
It sounds like Bubba Gumps. Like the plate, like the food.
No, yeah, maybe it's more of a food place. Papa Ak bar. Oh my gosh. What's the next one?
The next one is who would win in a fist fight? Padme Amidala, Satine Kryze, or I'm a pacifist and I don't condone to fist fights. Who do you think would win? Let's have our discussion first and then talk about the polls.
Yeah, I don't remember the ranking actually on this one. I like glance over at your phone. Let me see. Okay. This whole situation though, like what caused the fist fight? Because that might help me answer who would win. What was the scenario here? Satine says something about Anakin.
Like, who's Padme more capable about to Obi-Wan? Win a fist fight?
Who's more capable?
Against the other.
See, the thing is, Padme, you're like, oh, Padme, 125%. But then there's Satine, who's a pacifist, but then, you know, she even says the line, just because I'm a pacifist doesn't mean I won't defend myself. Mm-hmm. So, but what caused this fist fight? Will she see it? Like, why are we doing this? This is dumb. Mm-hmm. Or was there a reason?
I think just, like, if you and I were to have a fist fight, who would win? That kind of thing. That's just a like
good question. Just
out of, I think I would win. But what? Anyway,
you sure about that?
I don't want to find out.
Pardon me. Like, let's go. We just recorded. Post it to the Instagram. I'm doing some role playing here.
I don't think there's. Let's say they're like just like complete strangers. They don't know each other at all. Satine and Padme.
No, Japan.
And they were like...
Fist fighting?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because if you think Satine spent a while on the run with Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon. You never knew if she had to punch someone.
Well, there's...
Or they would just do everything and she'd hide in a cave.
I feel like she could hold her own.
Yeah.
I mean, she is a Mandalorian.
Part of me thinks, and she's Bo-Katan's sister.
It's true.
Part of me is leaning more towards Satine.
Me too.
Just because she seems like the underdog in this situation.
Yeah.
But then there's Padme, who could, I mean, I feel like they might be pretty equal. So one might have to step in and stop the fight, because I don't think either of them would really yield.
I think fist fight, like hand-to-hand combat, I would do Satine.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, give one of them a blaster.
Give Padme a blaster. It should take you out.
Yeah. So Padme got 62.
Oh, yo.
And Satine got 25. And then I'm a pacifist. I don't condone fist fights. Got 12%.
I just threw that one extra.
it would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I would vote Satine on that one.
Yeah. Man. We really went against that there. Mm-hmm. We went against the statistics.
Sorry.
I just keep thinking about that one episode in Clone Wars where Padme and Padme's on Mandalore, and I think Ahsoka's there too, and she's like teaching the younglings, and yeah. Corky goes out with his friends and tries to find the thing yeah. that was poisoning the water or whatever.
Yeah.
Just that when Padme and Satine are infiltrating that warehouse or whatever. Padme was like the leader in that scenario. Like she said, we're going to move in this way. This is how we're going to do it. But then Satine was also like,
and I'm here too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's that's a rough one. I think the question in and of itself was what was the reason why we picked it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, don't expect those two, but let's go.
This next one is pretty funny. Who is most likely to set Coruscant on fire? Wrecker, Chopper, or it was a team effort?
You know, what's funny is I was actually trying to figure out what I would answer that with before putting it up, and I concluded it was a team effort. That's why I put that option. Yeah. So I was like, this was definitely... It was Wrecker didn't realize that things would get so out of hand. Chopper did. And he yeah, was like, we're going to do intentional. It anyway. Because, you know, there was the, it was an accident and it was an accident.
Yeah.
So they were kind of mixed together on that one.
Yeah. I would agree in saying it was a team effort.
Yeah.
I could very easily see Chopper tempting Wrecker with a giant, beautiful explosive, but Wrecker not
yeah.
knowing where it was placed.
Exactly, because I pictured, you know, like, this is the happiest day of my life, Wrecker, you know, yeah. blowing stuff up. And then Chopper is just like, that's all you need, it's just Chopper. But I pictured, like, all of Coruscant on fire. Coruscant's just gone. It reminded me of, like, the Zillow Beast episode yeah. when it attacks Coruscant, and it's just, like, locked down, kind of, like, along yeah. those lines, except everything's on fire. And then there's just Chopper and Wrecker, like, let's blow this joint.
Oh my gosh. I just had a thought, and I think it's a really cool thought. I would love to see Wrecker and Zeb be friends.
Ooh, that would be cool. I feel like they would be good friends. Because Zeb's like, this guy just likes to blow things up. They feel like they would get along great because, you know, Zeb had Ezra... Wrecker has Omega.
Yeah.
And also they got this duo thing going yeah. on. That would be cute. But he's like, I've got a boy. I just, you know, toss smack him and mess around with him. And then yeah. Wrecker has Aww. Omega. We get Mantelmix and we do all this stuff. It's so cute. You know,
it's like, hilarious. You know that meme of Chris Hemsworth and his wife? Like his wife is on a beach chair, like cradling their daughter or something. And then you pan to the next picture, and it's Chris Hemsworth holding his son by the ankle upside down.
That's Wrecker. It's so funny, like, the difference of if you got a son or a daughter. It does show.
Yeah. Or both.
Mm-hmm. Depending on what order.
Yeah. We derailed that.
I know.
But yeah, definitely a team effort.
Yeah.
I feel like that. Chopper would be more likely to do it on his own than Wrecker would be.
Oh, definitely.
Wrecker has more self-control.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he's monitored more.
Is yeah.
that the right word?
Yes, and even he knows, okay, I should... He's got more morality. Yes. Let's go with that.
That's...
Because then there's Chopper. You remember the one episode of Rebels when they're going finding the force sensitive kids like trying mm-hmm. to outrun the Inquisitors, but the Inquisitors had one baby but left it mm-hmm. in the ship, and then Chopper suggests they blow up the ship.
He's like, problem solved. No.
Oh my gosh. Problem I just remember solved. Zeb just like, what is wrong with you? That's what I picture when making this poll of Chopper setting Coruscant yeah. on fire,
which is kind of cool because it goes back to that discussion of clones being more than droids.
Yeah,
exactly. But hey. Then droids also
manipulate
being poor, wackos.
Poor unsuspecting clone. What was the statistics on that?
Wrecker was 22%. Chopper was also 22%, and it was a team effort. Was 56%.
Nice. Did anything ever in the whole poll come to 66% or 99%?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
Warp, warp.
Yeah, I would go with it was a group effort. I agree with the crowd.
Yeah. Next poll. Who would win in a rap battle?
Yo.
Jar Jar Binks or Yoda?
Yoda boss.
Yoda boss.
Yoda the boss.
Can you come up with a rap for Jar Jar?
Do I want to try?
Misa, so cool. Misa named Jar Jar. Yusa.
You know, now I'm feeling like a bit of a failure as a podcaster. We should have come up with raps for them.
Let's do it right now.
Okay. Okay.
Poems. How do you make a poem?
The thing with Yoda, you'd be like, in the order I am. Stuff like that.
Jedi, I am. I don't know.
I don't know why I'm picturing like Jar Jar's rap being more of like a ballad about how the Blue Shadow virus was on Naboo. I know that's so specific. What? Do you know? You know the episode I'm talking about, yeah. Right? Why did that come to mind?
I don't know. I'm thinking like if they were to like an insult rap battle. You know, like them going Ooh. Back and forth. That's what I was thinking.
I've got this song playing in my head about
sing it, Bella.
Not on podcast.
You can take it out.
I could, but it's like hold on, how did it go? Hold on, slow it down a little.
It's a chewing on the poop.
You stopped. I need my backup.
Gets my boat. Oh, but continue.
Can I? I don't even think I can because you're just gonna. I only have two lines and I said one of them.
Bro, come on.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to laugh. On the boo. More, it was more like Misa chilling on the boo. They say the water is poodoo. What am I to do? Run for the hills.
Run for the hills.
Misa, getting out of here.
And Yoda?
I don't even know what Yoda would sing about. Oh, okay, but with Yoda, when you said rap, you know those videos? I don't even know what these are from. I just see them going around, but it's like Yoda's just like dancing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Picture that.
I was picture very that. Much so picturing yeah. that.
But the one specifically where they'll put that him dancing, but put it as him as a Force ghost, where they're all doing stuff, Anakin and Obi are chilling, and then he's just there like dancing for no reason, like doing his own
yep,
thing.
No. Yep,
exactly. That's part of his rap. It's gonna be a part, but he'd say it all mixed up. I don't even want to try Yoda. I think Jar Jar was enough.
Yeah. But 80% voted for Yoda and 20% voted for Jar Jar.
Oh. I feel like Jar Jar just has so much potential.
Me too.
To accidentally make a banger.
Yeah.
They both have potential
mm-hmm.
to make really good rap music.
Yeah.
Which one would you listen to though?
I feel like Jar Jar would be the one that I would listen to if I wanted to laugh, and Yoda would be the one that I wanted to listen to if I wanted to, like, actually.
You're like, oh, that's actually good. He's yeah. talking about, I guess, everything going on with the Jedi and stuff. Whereas Jar Jar could run for the hills.
Run for the
hills. How, that's like he's rapping, and then there's just that underlying run for the hills.
Oh, we have to make that now.
Someone, please, who sounds remotely like Jar Jar.
You just send us clips and we'll make it. We'll send it to Donnie.
Mm-hmm. Donnie's our music producer friend. He, fun fact, did our podcast intro a few years back.
Next poll. This is poll number 6, I believe. 5?
How many have we done?
This is 5. This is number 5.
We've done 4.
Yeah.
100 yard dash, fist fight, chopper wrecker. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, rap battle. This is 5.
this one will be fun. Poll number 5. Who would win in a presidential debate? Nala Say or Kanan Jarrus?
I feel like Kanan was the real fan favorite here.
Mm-hmm.
And I would agree. Because he would have that bit of underdog that we all like. Where he's trying his best, but then something happens, but he's trying to compose himself. Meanwhile, half the crowd's laughing. Or trying not to laugh. But then Nala Say would be there. She'd just rock her speech, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like Nala Say, because the Kaminoans are scientists, but I think they could, you know, Lama Su was a politician as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she would have a much higher chance than Kanan would at the beginning. And obviously, like, we may be getting way too deep into this, but I feel like Nala Say would be, like, a communist.
Yeah, we don't know much about Nala Say to know her personality.
She's a communist. I'm calling it.
Moving on. It depends on who the audience is that they're talking to. Because if it's a bunch of other communists, then Nala Say is going to win.
But what would they be president of?
The galaxy. They're voting on overthrowing Palpatine.
Well, then
that's not set in stone. That's the first thing I thought of.
I feel like Nala Say would be much more of a contender than Kanan.
Yeah. It depends, again, who's the audience. Because if Nala Say, whatever she's talking about, you know, the Imperial people might be like, but then all the rest of the galaxy would be like, I'm going to go with that guy. I would just vote Kanan because I like Kanan.
Do we want to move on to 6?
Yeah, what's the next one?
Oh, who most likely to survive a Zillow Beast apocalypse? Obi-Wan Kenobi or Cal Kestis?
Okay, I do know this one. Obi-Wan won this one, right?
Yeah, it was 70-30.
We originally were going to put Obi-Wan or Jar Jar. But then
it would be then 100 we changed to the rap 0. Battle
because that was just too perfect.
Yeah.
The thing though with Jar Jar, like I know we didn't put him, but if it was Jar Jar, you know how his mistakes in running always like save the day.
Mm-hmm.
He would like single-handedly save the galaxy from this Zillow Beast apocalypse is how it would go down.
Yeah.
Which would be unfair for Obi-Wan, who would probably die in the process.
I think in this scenario, it's something that can't be fixed. Kind of like The Last of Us, for those of you who have seen it. Mm-hmm. I haven't. But like an apocalypse, like there's no stopping
it. Exactly. Jar Jar would don't.
Like it's just surviving.
Yeah, because originally we were also just going to put Apocalypse, but then it was Cal versus Obi-Wan, and they both survived, basically, an apocalypse of their kind. So we had to put Zillow Beast.
We had to put something.
Yeah. So, I mean, they both do pretty good staying in hiding.
Yeah, I think I would vote Cal. Don't hate me. One.
No one hates you. Just me. No, I'm kidding.
I have a couple reasons. But the first one is that Cal is more in tune with creatures.
That's a good one.
Than Obi-Wan. So I feel like...
You could debate that Ryloth episode. You remember when he tames all the creatures through the Force? Just saying. He can tame big creatures.
That's true. Totally got lost and then, thinking about Ezra.
And I was just thinking about Cal getting beat up to death by an animal throughout all
okay,
the
well, Fallen granted, order. That was me playing. If it was just, like, Cal on his own, he would...
He would do it.
He's so much cooler. And also, Cal's younger. And he has... At this time, after Order 66, he has more friends than Obi-Wan.
So. When did the Zillow Beast apocalypse take place?
I was thinking, like...
For some reason, I assumed Order 66 wasn't a thing. Instead, it was the Zillow Beast apocalypse.
Oh, okay. Oh.
In which Cal would be very young.
He would be, like, 13.
He could survive that. You're doing great, kiddo.
His master is just dead.
How about, what if they teamed up?
The clones still
Obi-Wan...
There?
The clones would probably all die too, sadly. So did Anakin when he insisted he could ride one.
That's too accurate. I'm just picturing in the Zillow Beast episode when Anakin flies up on R2-D2.
I know, or the part when he goes to do the dive. Yeah. He's so dramatic. Over the top. Gotta love our Anakin.
I think Cal is also very, very resourceful. Resourceful, too. Mm-hmm. And he's also a mechanic, which Obi-Wan has his moments.
When he feels like it.
When he feels like it.
Yeah, I guess the only difference would be with Cal and Obi-Wan is the level of training they had mm-hmm. with the Jedi, which could Obi-Wan be used to his advantage. But then Cal, you know, like you said, he's resourceful, so he could use that to his advantage mm-hmm. as well. Just let's have a show about that. That'll be the what ifs. Yeah. The Zillow Beast apocalypse. The thing no one asked for except us.
Who knows? It could be a thing with the cloning of the Zillow Beast.
Hey.
If they're making more, which could I be. Still think they're making more Zillow Beast so they can use his armor to create the Death Star. But that's just me.
Hmm. I mean, I guess if anything, it'd probably be by Bad Batch.
That's true.
Find that out, right?
Yeah. Or Andor.
Oh, that's true. With the end credit.
Yeah.
We'll see. What was the percentage on this one specifically?
I believe it was 70-30.
In Obi-Wan's favor?
Yeah, in Obi-Wan's favor.
This is the way. I condone Obi-Wan winning, surviving. I was trying to decide if this would just be more like a who was the last man standing versus who would actually survive and grow to thrive in this environment.
I think Cal would. I feel like Obi-Wan would get really sad. Cal would just be like, yeah, big beast.
Just like in the bar one day, Anakin decided to ride one.
I mean, Cal would be sad too because his master's dead, but like...
I picture such a graphic scene with earlier when you're like, his master's just dead.
I mean, the scene in the game was pretty sad.
Yeah.
It was... Have you seen it?
Yeah.
His scream was a little weird at the end. It made me laugh a little bit. But anyway, it was really
How
sad.
Dare you?
It was worse that you... Did I text... I texted you guys about the fact
high that... High five?
Yeah, high five. The clone, I high fived and then he died.
Shame.
Anyway, poll seven.
Poll
eight,
seven.
Six? Six?
Poll
seven.
No, seven.
Seven. Ooh, this one was a tie.
Really?
Yeah.
We had a tie. Yo.
Most likely to start a secret rock band.
That was tied?
It was tied. Oh. Crosshair or Fennec Shan?
See, my vote on this one was Fennec.
I voted Crosshair.
Oh, that's why it was ended up.
Wait, tied. Is that? Oh, no, I didn't vote. I thought. Oh, no,
oh
I did
you
vote.
Thought Crosshair?
Crosshair.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I voted on that one, I remember. I voted Fennec 100%. Because imagine her chilling with Boba and it just randomly, I used to be in a band. And that's all. He's the only person that she ever told.
What instrument would she play?
Voice.
I thought the same thing.
I mean, she might have, you know, electric guitar too.
Yeah.
But it's mainly her just screaming. Rock band.
Yeah. I thought Crosshair. Like, I could see him playing the bass.
He's just singing so many sad ballads.
I mean, he's got the face tattoo.
Okay, how about this? Fennec's the lead. Crosshair's in the back.
Yeah.
Doing.
They were secretly in a band together.
Yo! I like that. We should have put that as an option.
I agree think that would have taken over, though.
I mean, yeah, because.
Who else? Man, let's fill this out. Who else would be in the band?
Okay,
so Fennec's on guitar. We need lead guitar.
What's,
drums.
What's Crosshair on keys?
I say bass. I think he would do bass.
You know, he could. Who would do drums? What are you thinking?
I was thinking Boba, but then I was like, oh, how about a Rancor? Then I thought of Animal from the Muppets, and I'd be like, oh, that one sounds like the same thing.
So we got a Rancor on drums.
It's Moochie.
Okay, who's on keys? What about Hardeen? Reiko Hardeen? Obi-Wan went undercover as him.
I can see that.
The Deception arc of the Clone Wars?
Yeah.
Or Rocco Hardin. Is it Rego or Rocco Hardin?
It's something.
Hardin. That guy.
Hardin.
He plays piano.
Lead guitar? Ahsoka.
Yup. After she left the Order.
Yeah. Or maybe Ahsoka on drums.
Whoa. What about the Rancor?
He's lead guitar.
He steps in for lead guitar. Who let the Rancor into the band?
He's the manager.
You know, I was trying to figure out who would be the band manager here.
Boba.
He didn't realize it was Fennec. Or Crosshair. Oh, man.
C-3PO.
Yo, he's like this underground crime boss, but he has this rock band. That's the front.
Yeah.
I love that. All right, what's the next one? Oh. So that came out 50-50?
Yeah.
Awesome. Uh-oh.
Poll number 8. Who's most likely to wrestle an alligator and win?
Fives.
Or Jesse?
Fives.
Yeah, I would say fives too.
Because he was Domino Squad.
Yeah.
He was friends with Echo, who could also wrestle an alligator and win, even though he might trip while running into the water.
I was thinking of Tup, too, because he did that weird plant thingy in the Imbara arc.
Yeah. They got a knack with these animals.
I feel like Jesse could also wrestle an alligator and win, but I feel like who's most likely to be in that position would be Fives, just because he's a bit of a crackhead.
And who could do it faster.
That's true.
And I just picture, because it's not even like, oh, I did it alone. There's like the whole 501st surrounding this pond that the alligator's in. And they're just there like, yeah, you got it.
They place bets.
There's kicks. They're shaking its head like, why do I even try?
And Rex has a disappointed smile. Or Rex has the disappointed look, but he's secretly placing bets.
Exactly. He's making all kinds of money off of him.
So 22-78.
Nice.
In favor of Fives.
Yeah, Fives definitely won that one. Rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
I mean, nothing against Jesse. I love Jesse.
Yeah. This is actually a compliment to Jesse. Because he wouldn't be stupid enough to let that
wrestle
happen.
An alligator.
It's just like, sees an alligator. I'm going to wrestle that.
Yeah, see, Jesse would do it if he had to.
Yeah.
Fives would do it because he wanted to.
He'd be like, hey, Echo, look what I can do.
Echo just like,
why?
Cool.
Did you see that post Summer sent to us? Where it's like Echo, the underdog or whatever, and then he's just, his evolution to being parent of the chaotic squad.
Yes. She texted, right? Yeah. Yes. I loved that. Like, stared down Crosshair for putting his feet up.
Yeah. And Crosshair never did it again. Honestly, I don't think I would either. He's kind of scary.
Echo?
Yeah.
But then the same guy who goes and gives Omega a hug, like,
come here. But it's not like, I'm going to kill you. It's like,
my disappointment in you
is enough
to crush you.
It's the guilt.
I love that he has that weight.
You know who has no guilt or common sense? You know who has no common sense?
Sakurera.
Oh, yeah. The trauma in your eyes right now. Anakin doesn't have common sense. Which leads us to the next poll. Who is most likely to shoot themselves in the foot on accident? Anakin or Ahsoka?
I would go with Anakin. Because,
yeah.
Who are we talking about? Anakin.
I feel like Ahsoka could, too. I feel like young Ahsoka could. Not sad Ahsoka. She doesn't get older. She just gets sad.
Aw. Because when I put up this poll, I had in mind, like, season 1 Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Maybe season 2 Clone Wars, because by then they had a little bit more of a dynamic going on.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you could even go for season 3 Clone Wars.
I feel like Ahsoka would shoot herself in the foot if she had to to pretend she's hurt to be able to get behind enemy lines or something like that.
Yeah. Did we put an accidentally or who's most likely to shoot themselves in the foot?
That changes everything.
Yeah.
We did say accidentally.
Okay, yeah. Accidentally. Because I was going to say Ahsoka, I could see accidentally maybe shooting herself in the foot. Anakin, 100%, it was a bet.
True. Intentionally, however, I think Anakin would be like, no, I like my foot.
At the same time, it's like Anakin, he's pretty good at what he does in like the battlefield wise. Yeah. So accidentally shooting yourself in the foot is a hard one. Although they don't regularly have blasters.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the one meme? I forgot who initiated it. It was probably Cody, but it was like, you wouldn't shoot your friend in the leg for 50 million credits. And then Anakin was like, Rex, shoot me in the leg.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And then Rex was like, shoot me and then we'll have 100 million.
Yeah, I did see that. That would happen. I feel like that would happen with Anakin and Ahsoka too, though.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Obi-Wan is just...
I'm secretly having Cody shoot him in the foot.
Yeah.
No, I would say at the end of the day, it'd probably be Anakin.
Yeah. It's a very likely scenario.
But it wouldn't be like a game. Like, let's say he's in the middle of a battle. He's got to do this thing, accidentally shoots himself in the foot, but still wins.
Yeah.
You know, completes his plan. Obi-Wan's there like, Anakin, how did that happen? He's like, hey, I won still, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Definitely. I was also thinking, you know, I think it's the Bad Batch arc where we're first introduced to them. In the background, I think they're on the Marauder. It's Crosshair showing Anakin his sniper and he's like holding it up. I feel like that could also be a scenario where he gets shot in the foot. Like he's just like, holding a weapon. Yeah, he's like, oh, this is a different looking trigger. What happens when I pull it?
Crosshair silently reaches out his hand like, give it back.
Yeah.
No, I always loved that scene so much, the fact that Crosshair, dark and broody as he is just like, yeah, you can have a look. Dude. At what point was Anakin like, yo, dude, that's so cool. I don't care that you're not talking to anyone. I just want to see that. And Crosshair just like, mm-hmm. There you go.
Like, I take care of this. This is
my child. Best friend now, by the way.
It's also a little bit of foreshadowing. Because they both
turn
to the Empire. Who would have thought? Well, Anakin, you would have thought.
Yeah. What's the next one?
Poll number 10.
Ooh.
Who's most likely to throw a fit during a game of Monopoly?
Sheev.
Bail Organa or Sheev Palpatine.
Yeah. That was my guess.
I feel like Organa would maybe a little bit if somebody was cheating.
I mean, I can see him strongly lecturing someone.
Yeah.
I can see Palpatine, like a Coruscant version of Monopoly. Ooh. I own the Opera House. I am the Senate.
And if you disagree...
Don't take that away from me.
Look at my lightning fingers.
No, he's like, I'm too weak. I'm too weak. Oh, here, you can take my boardwalk. Unlimited power. That's how it goes down.
Or like in Settlers of Catan.
Oh,
He would demolish...
It's treason then. He just says all the lines in one game of Monopoly.
He is the bank.
I am the bank.
Yes, Palpatine won with 78% and Bale got 22%.
You ever heard the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
He got stuck in jail.
Who's gonna use jail?
His apprentice didn't break him out.
Ironic. He was the warden. But he couldn't save himself from being arrested. Oh. Oh my gosh.
I am your new game master. That was all of them. All of the Star Wars one.
Mm-hmm. That was really fun. I really enjoyed doing that poll. Let us know if you enjoyed doing that poll. Because, yeah. I mean, we can probably set up to do... Probably not entire episodes dedicated to it, but just, you know, have some polls running on the Instagram. We did do some bonus polls.
We did do some bonus polls. Which is sad that Sierra's not here to discuss those ones or find out those results.
I know. I'll fill her in on the results.
Yeah. So the first poll that was about the three hosts was... This is really sad.
What is it?
Who's most likely to break their microphone?
Oh, did you write that one? Did you write it knowing that it was you?
No. I actually, my sister came up with that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was just asking, like, what's a funny scenario?
Mm-hmm.
I was asking her two Star Wars characters in a scenario, and she's like, she gave me one about us three, and I was like,
hey, there's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when you said it, I just thought of the time you broke your microphone.
It wasn't the microphone.
It was a part of the microphone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you still...
Like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay, but you did break it. And you almost broke it today.
I did. It almost fell off
the table. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so that I actually voted on that one. I voted you.
Yeah.
Because who won? Was it you?
Yeah.
Did my vote put it over?
I got 43% and you and Sierra got 29%.
Oh, so we tied?
Yeah.
Nice.
Cody voted for you, by the way.
Cody, if you're listening. No, it's not me.
Summer voted Sierra, which I feel like Sierra would be the next person who would break her microphone.
Yeah.
Kaylee voted for you.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Sierra would feel really bad if she broke it, though.
She would. She would pay for a new one.
The next one that we had for us was, who's most likely to sue Dave Filoni for emotional damage?
That's easy. You said it throughout all of the Bad Batch.
I don't think I would actually do it, though.
No, but you're most likely to.
I thought you were most likely to. I feel like...
I got nothing against Dave. I love his sad stories.
That's true. I do too.
Yeah, but then you're always the one. We're going to go storm Dave Filoni's house.
It's all jokes.
No, obviously. Yes. Obviously. It's definitely a joke. But she likes to talk about it.
It's for the memes.
Get the pitchforks. And you were like, let's get the fire. You were a little extreme on that night. I mean, I think we both were.
Yeah, that was...
Plan 99 night, to be clear.
Oh my gosh. We have a video of that, of the aftermath of that episode.
Because what had happened was we were finally like, okay, let's watch the new Mando episode because that had come out as well. We didn't want to, but Sierra wanted to. So we go on and the episode had like no title and no picture. And for some reason, we just couldn't handle that. It's like nothing's normal here tonight. So, yeah, we do have that video.
I think we have, like, a 3-minute video, too, of...
The ranting.
Of the ranting.
And then realizing that it was Saw Gerrera's fault that Tech died. That was so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. Okay, what's the next one?
Who's most likely to trip during a photo op at GalaxyCon? Which we are going to, by the way.
Oh, yes. Announcement. We will be at GalaxyCon Austin September 1st through the 3rd. If you're going, hope to see you there. Mm-hmm. If you're cosplaying, we want to see you there. We want a picture. Who would trip? You know, I don't have to think about this
Sierra
much.
Would.
Yeah. Because she tends to like run into stuff. But at the same time, I tend to run into stuff too.
I feel like I'm pretty aware, like situationally.
I don't
and, like,
think
what's
you
around
would trip.
Me. Yeah. Maybe if there was like a rug.
I mean, my guess is if there was a tripping, it would be a group effort by me and Sierra.
Yeah, trip over
like, there go the sisters. Just fall down in the Clone like... Wars cast face. Hello there.
Yeah.
You like snap the photo right now. Might as well.
I totally would.
That would be
awesome. If I could stop laughing and enough to take a photo.
That's
I
the thing, because everyone would be like, oh my gosh, are they okay? And you're the only one like
just cackling,
just dying. They're fine.
I would know. Oh, I would get lightheaded from wheezing so much and then pass out,
and then you'd be on the floor too.
That would be a memorable photo op for the Clone Wars cast.
Just remember that time. Oh man.
Yeah. So that one was a tie between me and you, and Sierra got one vote.
Yeah, I feel like Sierra would be most likely, though.
Yeah, and then we asked who was your favorite host, and we each got one vote.
Because I warned everyone not to answer that question. But we all came out even. So.
Mackenzie did vote for Sierra.
I know. This was fun.
It was.
Which one was your favorite poll?
The rap battle. Only because of you.
When we started out, my favorite was the fist fight.
Yeah.
And then now it's the rap battle. Maybe the rock band.
I was going to say the rock band, like, for an actual scenario.
We like music, y'all.
That's true. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was really fun. We'll be back next week with our Star Wars Ships Not Zoom episode. That's what it's going to be now.
Yeah, that one will be a lot of fun. Did we talk about what we're doing for that?
Yes, we said we'll save it to the end. So
okay.
Here we go. We're going to talk.
End.
Welcome to the end. Glad you can make it. Whoa, sit back. We got a little more time left. The Star Wars Not Zoom ships.
The relationships.
Yeah. So next week we'll go over, you know, the basics, the ones we all hear about. But we have a mini game planned. We're going to draw two names from a pile and match them up. For instance, let's say we have Satine we pull out and then like Pong Krell. And you gotta justify that. How did they meet?
Yeah.
How did this happen? We're smarter than this. And just talk about that. I figured that would be a fun segment.
Yeah.
An interesting segment. Yeah. So,
because it'll be a surprise to us too.
Yeah. That'll be fun. We're really excited about that one.
Yeah. And shout out to one of our followers for suggesting.
Yes. Thank you to Louisa for this idea. We didn't even think about this. So we're really excited to do that one. In this in between
with a bit of our
time.
Own twist to it.
Yeah, I think we're going to probably ruin it from what you wanted. I'm so sorry.
We may talk about some OGs.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll compare it to the OGs.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about, you know, on topic, just our thoughts on things and whatever. But fun mini game at the end. With only a few short weeks left until Ahsoka comes, we only have a couple episodes left to fill the spaces. The official trailer just dropped, which... I'm not expecting.
Yeah.
I was so excited. It looks so good.
It does.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
And
all the references to Anakin, too.
Yeah, and then his breathing.
Also, like, Sabine. Ahsoka being her master or, like, teaching her to train? Training her to use a lightsaber.
Yeah, how deep does that go? Which I understand in the trailer, they're like, let's just put that little, let's let the master in there.
Yeah.
See how everyone reacts.
Yeah, what the heck, Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
I'm gonna sue you.
Darren. Do it. Oh, man. Yeah, so we won't. We don't have a official review planned for the podcast. We're just going to wait for the show to come out and then, you know, kind of go off that because it's going to be really similar discussion.
Yeah. And we already did a review an expectation.
Yeah. We discussed the teaser, which was really fun. You can go back. It was our last episode we did. So, yeah, we got a lot of our thoughts out now. This was just, I guess, more questions, which, you know, a couple cool little Easter eggs hidden in there that we will go over when the show comes out.
Yeah.
We're really excited.
With the two-episode release. Two-episode premiere.
Which is becoming the norm with Star Wars.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Andor gave us 3 episodes.
That's true.
So we're like, two.
Bad Batch gave us 2.
Nothing.
Mando gave us 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
When y'all texted me about the trailer, I was at work.
That's
I'm
always
at work when
I've had
like
that before,
happens.
Too.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, I can't watch it right now.
Yeah. I remember when the first teaser had dropped, I was at work, and I just get a text, all caps, like, the trailer is out from a friend. And I was there like, I have 8 more hours to work.
Oh,
are
dang.
You kidding me? And I didn't have a break that day.
Mm.
So call me crazy, whatever. Sue me. But so I didn't get a chance to watch it till later, so I know what that feels like.
Yeah, I think mine was like a 4-hour shift, so
Aw.
Yeah.
So sad.
It was, yeah.
Ain't nothing.
It was not that bad.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'll never forget. That was yeah. a very long shift. Not because of the hours, thinking. But because of waiting for the trailer.
Yeah.
Any other announcements? No. Basically, GalaxyCon.
Yeah.
See you there, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to follow us on whatever podcast platform you are on right now. Unless you favor another one, then go follow us on that one. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at StarWars_old_republic_radio. We post about new episode releases. We have polls. We'll be definitely updating when we go to GalaxyCon. Mm-hmm. That'll be really fun. Be sure to follow us. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to leave us 5 stars. If you have time, write a review. They really help out the podcast, and we love reading them. We will definitely give a shout out on a future episode, like we always say, even if they're 1 star.
Yeah.
We got you. Great talking to y'all. We will talk at you next week with our Star Wars ships not view. Talk to y'all later. I have spoken.
McClunky!
Oh.
I whacked it.
Have some tea.